news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Yeah, man, we got another familiar voice that's made his way in. They allow him to be on the radio, too?
I'm not sure if that's in his contract.
Bill Riles with WKRG News 5 is here. Is there a story in particular you're interested in, young man?
No.
Anyway, this is your new Mobile Mornings, and all sanctioned and arranged by Sean Sullivan. I'm going to make sure everybody's clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can get mad or what's going on. Where's Sean? Sean will be here. We've got Jeff Poore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like to complain about politics, now you can know what you're complaining about, because Jeff Poore's got great guests and he's got great insight. And so instead of just yelling about things that you really don't know that much about, now you can yell about things that you know everything about.
Yeah.
That's thanks to Jeff, and he's going to be on beginning at 9 o'clock, and then, of course, at noon.
Yeah, Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. And it's much more fun to yell and argue about politics when you do know what you're talking about.
I agree. So. And I've learned a lot in the last 3 weeks or so listening to Jeff, and his guests and his insight is impeccable. I mean, he gets it, and he knows it, and he's got so many relationships with people that are movers and shakers that are inside the gears of politics and government.
Yeah, well, you know, Dan, those of us that get into the radio business, we love to talk, which by effect means that we're not so good at keeping secrets, although some of us here are pretty good at keeping secrets. But it's been tough because you've been kind of hanging around over the last couple of weeks trying to get the lay of the land, you know, how the board works, how we do everything around here.
Yeah.
So it's been tough as Sean and I sit in here and have been doing Mobile Mornings to not just go ahead and bring you on the air, because it's like having not only the best like sixth man in basketball, but one of the best starters on an NBA team right here, and you can't even use him until it's time. And today, that time became a reality, and it's official now. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
I had some level of anxiety about all this, but at the same time, it was not too bad. But it's the most nervous I've been on the radio in many years. And so, and again, starting the morning this morning at 6 o'clock. We got here pretty early, like 4:45. But, you know, you just don't know until you open up the mics and you start doing it. And again, this is a format I always could lean on the next song, and that's no longer the case here. So it's different. So y'all just don't grade me too sternly this first week or so. We're going to figure it all out.
Yeah, and fortunately for us, there's not a lack of things for us to talk about.
Right.
Because as you come in, we've got two storm systems in the Gulf, and we've been talking on and off with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams all morning about what we can expect from these storms. But also, of course, COVID-19 continues to rage on. Maybe rage the wrong word for that, because things have been looking better, not only across the nation, but in our area over the last couple of weeks. But it's still out there. There's still people that are catching the coronavirus, still people going to the hospital, and we'll always keep you updated on that. But then, of course, you got politics, which we discuss right here on FM Talk 106.5, and everything from the local municipal elections that are set to be held tomorrow, with a lot of mayoral races and city council races. And then we had what we just talked about at the end of that last hour, Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson jumping into the Mobile mayoral race, which will be held next year. And then following that, we'll have a race for governor with, I presume, Governor Kay Ivey trying to hold on to her spot, and a couple other people. So there's not a lack of topics. And then, of course, you got the November election coming up later this year.
The biggie.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anyone's heard, but there are two candidates in that race, a guy by the name of Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He's running under the Democratic ticket. And then Donald Trump, you might have heard of him as well, trying to hold office for the Republicans. And, you know, last week we talked a lot about the DNC, their national convention, which was held mostly, if not completely, virtual last week. Well, the Republicans get it started tonight, and they're going to have a little bit of mix of both. It's going to be a lot of virtual, but they're actually going to have fans or supporters in the crowd for part of this week.
It's all a little bit like watching a guy hit a putt before you had to hit the putt. They could observe what the Democrats did, right, wrong, indifferent, whatever, and maybe adjust what they're going to do, what they liked and what they didn't like about that. So also, I now know that I'm in talk radio, because on the text line, I am personally being blamed for the pandemic. This is awesome. I am in talk radio now. We'll see if Bill Riles wants to spend a little time with us. He's in here from WKRG News 5, all that coming up. It is Mobile Mornings with me, Dan Brennan, also Dalton Arwig, and new lineup. You've got Jeff Porlow coming up at 9 o'clock, and Sean Sullivan now gets to sleep in and have eggs and toast with the kids and the missus. First time in 20 years for any of that for him. And so that's what we're doing here. And feel free to reach out. We'll open the phone lines up later in the hour. You can text, of course, as the gentleman did, blaming me for the entire pandemic. That's cool.
Well, it is your fault.
I said, this is my first day on the air, sir. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So thank you to Dalton, who's made everything so comfy for me today on day one of our show. You know, because there's a... I don't exactly know what I'm doing here. I don't exactly know the name of the station, and I don't exactly know the name of the show. Other than that, I'm buttoned up.
Well, there is a learning curve, right? But for you, the important thing is just getting Mr. Dan Brennan into the segment where we talk, because that is where we know you're excellent. The rest of it will come along.
I don't think we know that I'm excellent at that, because everything that I would say was usually in 14-second bites back in music radio. You didn't have to talk that long. You really couldn't stretch out ideas or propositions or stories. Now... it's more like we're all bellied up, including with Bill Riles from WKRG News 5 is here.
Hey, good morning.
And you're here to cover the story, I guess.
Huh? A big story, yeah. As Dan Brennan back on the airwaves, just stopped by to say welcome back to
the
airwaves. As a fellow broad chaser and all of that, I'm happy to see you back in the saddle here.
They're
making you, I see they threw you right into it. You're making you run to your own board and everything.
Yeah, no.
I figured Dalton would help out.
So what happened was, I've been behind the scenes for a number of weeks.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of learning it, but not at breakneck speed.
Right.
I don't feel that great about any of this, but I know I will in time. But anyway, yeah. So I've had Dalton kind of hands off to force baby to learn how to walk. Over here. So that's what's going on here. So let me tell you why I'm not. First of all, Dalton doesn't want to be on TV today because he got a severe sunburn.
Oh my goodness!
At the beach over the weekend. You finally get to go to the beach and you abuse that privilege.
I'm
going to tell the governor on you.
Yeah, please tell her. I just need her to bring me some SPF. Whatever Ivy uses is probably good enough for me. I don't know, but yeah, you know. As a young father, and I've talked about this on the air, but I've got an 18-month-old daughter now, and I have officially hit the point in fatherhood, and I think this is a good benchmark, where I was more worried about preparing my daughter for the sun's rays and for being out on the beach than I was for protecting my own very fair skin.
Right.
I got my arms, my legs. I completely forgot about the face. And I knew, with Dan Brennan coming in, we were starting our show. I thought there was a chance there might be a TV camera around at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking very, very red. The good news is my daughter, not a sunburn in sight. But her father, certainly. Last night I had trouble sleeping. I don't know if it was the excitement of the new morning show or if I was just in so much pain in my face that I wasn't able to fall asleep.
Combination thereof.
So I hear what you're telling me here is there's no story here.
Okay? Well, I don't see that there's going to be any video record of your visit here.
Right.
And here's why, for me, this is crazy. So on a couple of weeks ago, I go to a dermatologist once every 6 months, I guess. So Sunrise Dermatology over there off Dolphin Street. So there I am, and they zap a couple things off, and then Miss Williams says, "Well, let me get a look at this." So they take something off almost the crown of my head, and to examine it. And as it turns out, they need to get it out. So that surgery happened on Thursday morning, and. So let me show you here.
Okay.
That's why we're in the ball cap.
It looks bad.
So I've got it. Bandaged up and everything like that.
Yeah.
But somehow this doesn't hurt at all up here. Somehow in the last couple of days, and it might have been what they used to deaden my head up here to do what they had to do, because it sounded like the guy was doing some road construction on my head. I didn't feel a thing, but it sounded like he was getting some business done. So anyway, I didn't feel the pain there. I just became swollen in my face yesterday morning, and I was like, and I do look like, I didn't recognize myself in the mirror.
Wow.
It was like, who is that? And so Bill Riles shows up with a camera this morning. I'm like, how vain do I have? Is that vain when you look so banged up to say, so, I'd rather not?
No, I don't think so. And I think you truly got a face for radio.
Yeah, now especially. I mean, I kind of had one to start with, and now it's a distorted version of that guy. So I don't know. But anyway, thanks for coming over. And
yeah.
So you consider this an actual news story that I'm back on the radio?
Well, certainly so, I think, because you're one of the legendary broadcasters of the Gulf Coast. And, you know, I know a lot of people missed you from that other place.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just nice. I'm interested in the behind the scenes. I mean, was it a situation where Sean knew that you were out there and available? And then just picked up the phone and says, "Hey Dan, would you like to?" And you went, "Yes."
I think I can't. I don't know that I can answer all of that. I can say that Sean actually, the first text I got from him, he wanted to go. He was mad for his friend. First of all, he was upset that it happened, and was almost like, "Is there somebody I need to go straighten out?" I was like, "No, let's not do that." But so that was the sign of a real good Irish friend right there,
right.
Mr. Sean Sullivan. But yeah, we did have conversations along the way, and you know, we had what happened to me and about 1,000 other people who work for that organization nationally. It happened to that many of us. So it wasn't like, you know, I was the only one, and I knew I could figure it out because of 25 years in this city and trying to put my best foot forward most of that time. And you know, but what were the options? I guess that's where what the problem was. There's only so many of these jobs available. So that was the big concern. But once Sean said, you know, I don't mind the idea of relinquishing my morning job to you, then we kind of had a plan in place. Is,
mm-hmm,
that, is
mm-hmm.
that the way you remember it?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. And I remember Sean telling me, and I said, yeah, I've listened to my wife more than I has listened to Dan Brennan on the radio a lot. And so she was excited to hear that. And I knew of you and knew that you're a Mobile radio legend. And look at me now. I'm sitting here with two Mobile legends, Bill Riles on the TV side Dan Brennan on the radio side.
I tell you what, though, Dalton, the good news is that Dan mentioned a few minutes ago that the music format, he got to talk in like 14-second spurts.
Yeah.
But Dan can talk, and that's the good news. And the bad news for you is Dan can talk.
So, it's funny.
Hope people will be able to hear you, Dalton, on the radio from now on.
I'm going to give it my best shot, but I know we've got and you know, all of us being involved in news now. Of course, there's no shortage of topics, especially this week. But Dan and I are going to have just plenty of very interesting conversations and bring it down to a personal level every single morning. And how, you know, how us Mobilians and those from Baldwin County, how the news affects us every single day and what's big in our area. So I know we'll have no shortage of topics to talk about from here on out.
So many people ask me, so what's the show going to be about? What's it going to sound like? And I really didn't quite have an answer. I knew that we would figure it out. The show was already in place, and Sean and Dalton had a great relationship on the air, friendship that you could sense as you listened to it. And they also already knocked the door open for you can have a good time on news talk in the morning. You don't have to be so concerned that you can't help try and entertain as well. So with that precedent already being set, I was like, okay, I think I've got this. But, I just know how much I was going to need Sean's approval of certain things and Dalton to buy in too, along with Dalton showing me the ropes. Like, for instance, right now, we've been talking for...
It's been about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Nine minutes.
I've never done that, except for a radiothon. I've never done that before.
Right. Yeah.
So it's all new.
Yeah. When I came in here this morning, I figured that, you know, first day of the show, big day, they'll have some great, interesting guests. And I'm...
You're it.
I'm it. Yeah.
You booked yourself.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, and we're all disappointed.
Yeah, I know.
Not just you.
That's right.
Over the weekend, Dalton gets sunburned. This is how we prepared for this very first show.
Right.
Let's have content. So Dalton goes and gets sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job.
Thank you.
So
you
brought your...
But you got something to talk about.
Exactly.
So it was talk radio.
Yeah, it's exactly... It's actually exactly what I was thinking as I went out onto the beach without sunscreen. I said, this is going to make a great day. I cannot wait to feel the pain of this. And this will be great to talk about come Monday morning. And it certainly has been great to talk about. But, you know, being down at the beach, and Bill, I want to ask you about this as well, because I started to see the storm clouds rolling in. I mean, we've got two tropical storm systems in the Gulf at the same time. And we've been talking talking with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. We've talked to him several times this morning about Marco and Laura, but I know things over at WKRG, this is that time of year when things start moving. I mean, not only do we have the conventions and the elections coming up, municipal elections tomorrow, but with the storms, I imagine the you start to see the meteorologists spend a little bit more time in there, and you spend a lot of your prep time figuring out what's going on with these storms.
They're a little jazzed up.
Yeah, a little bit.
They do. They get a little excited about it, and well, rightly so, because you know these were when you saw just before the weekend. I mean, you saw the spaghetti. Yeah. I call them spaghetti straps. I don't know why. Spaghetti models.
Oh, you're a broad chaser. You talk about spaghetti straps.
Right? I can see language is all wrong.
Your head is. Yeah.
But
you haven't lost a step there, guy.
No, not at all.
Good for you.
But the spaghetti models pointed directly at Mobile.
Yeah.
And then as the weekend went on, everything tracked further west, and certainly we're happy about that. I can't say as much for the people of Louisiana,
because right.
They're really going to get hit, especially, you know, New Orleans. It's not really about the wind, but the water. And so it's just a crazy situation there. So I would prefer this situation.
Same.
Like two hurricanes bearing down on us at the same time. That would not be fun.
So after my surgery on Thursday, by the way, I recovered enough to... I guess I came in Friday morning, right?
Yeah, you were here Friday.
Oh, yeah, and we had
actually
the Facebook
on
Live.
The air, yeah.
Yeah, we had the Facebook Live where we announced the new morning show. It's gotten over 9,000
views, yeah.
And comments that were mostly complimentary, except for the lady who said, "Who is he?" So I responded to her. And, this is an exciting time, Bill. I look at this is going to be the best stretch of my entire career. I don't see why it shouldn't be.
I think you're right. And I thought the same thing the other day. It's, when you got something that not so great happens to you in your career, but then all of a sudden you land on your feet. You've landed on your feet, buddy.
I have landed on my feet. And this job has been a godsend. I kid you not. There was nothing that could have come along that could have been in any way any better than this.
Yeah.
So the opportunity to wake up every morning, learn the new format, you know, and since I've been here 25 years, I think the listeners are very forgiving if I don't have it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to figure it out, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll
For instance,
figure it out.
I don't know what's happening here now, so I'm going to be completely vulnerable here on the air. So we're at 8:29:30. This is what happens behind the scenes all morning long, Bill.
Yep.
I'm saying these things to Dalton.
Yes.
And he's holding my hand and calming me down. And so what happens next?
Well, I'll tell you what happens.
Thanks.
We're going to have Bill Riles on for the next minute and 20 seconds.
Okay.
And here in about 40 seconds, we're going to have some music that comes on, throws us to the break.
Thank goodness.
And
we're going to
go
to news.
And then we're going to go
to... That's how often I listen to this broadcast.
Yeah, and so often that news has Bill Riles' voice right there, right here on FM Talk 106.5. So that's coming up. And of course, you know, we're going to talk about these two storms. We've talked with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Marco has kind of lessened in intensity. It's now a tropical storm. Going to make landfall in Louisiana later this morning, more midday, but that Laura is the one we're looking at now. It's Tropical Storm Laura. Thankfully for us, and Bill Riles just mentioned it, that's also moving westward, but Dr. Bill said that could potentially become a Category 3 hurricane.
Oh, my
goodness. More likely Category 2, but it could pick up in intensity. That's also bearing down on Louisiana here later this week, so more discussion on that coming up, and more great local talk.
So that's what's crazy about hurricanes and storms, and you go from being petrified at certain spaghetti straps, as the wily Bill Riles likes to call it. Today, basically, our forecast is a toupee wind advisor. We're going to be okay around here, but of course, all eyes on the storms in Louisiana as well. All right?
All right, 836 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Man, we're doing great here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and I think things are going well over at McConnell Automotive because it's the end of the month, the time to get out there and get a great deal.
That's right. We got them working here. Don't forget, we got employee pricing on the Buick and GMC SUVs. Man, we want to tell everybody thank you for coming in Saturday. Boy, we had a great day, got some great trades, got some trucks. I think they traded in a nice Infiniti. We'll get those in the shop, and we'll get them up there on the website, which is McConnellAutomotive.com. If you've got any questions, just call Gene, I, or Robert at 251-476-4141. don't forget about the body shop. You know, it's going to be raining today. You have that unfortunate accident. Gary and all the guys and the girls back there will take care of it. Just one-stop shop. Call them at 251-476-4141.
All right. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
That's a man who once handed me a $100 bill in a grocery store.
What'd you do for that?
So, it was years ago, and I don't know. I don't remember the circumstance, whether I forgot my wallet or I was going to, you know, I usually use debit or credit or something like, you know, I never have cash. Mm-hmm. So maybe that was it. I'd forgotten my wallet. I had a buggy full of stuff. And then I was like, oh, man, I've got nothing. And I ran into Louie, like by the Mexican food.
Ooh.
By the international section.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that section, mainly when it comes to salsa.
Louis's a very international sort of guy, too. He's got a flair about him.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Louis, you won't believe this. He pulls out his wallet. This is how car guys are, too. They always seem to have, they got the cash on them.
Right.
And it's not just money. It's a $100 bill. He said, hey, man, it'll be all right. Thank you, Louis. So anyway, I think I paid him back, and I paid him back with that story, one way or the other.
Yeah.
All right. It's FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig.
Yeah, and phone lines, text line open, 251-343-0106. And Dan, I believe we have a friend of not only the show but of the station. Is this Mike Callahan that we have on the line here? Mike, you there?
Top of the morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Mike Callahan, how are you?
Dan Brennan, you know what? I'm so proud of and for you. You're a good guy. Love me some Dalton, love me some Sean and the rest of the staff, Jeff. But you were in the right place at the right time. And I wanted to be your Bill Murray for your premiere show. and be your first guest on, because I just woke up like 10 minutes ago. So but for record, I am. So congratulations, Dan.
Well,
I look forward to.
Thanks, man.
You know, I woke up with you before. Sometimes I listen to you on the radio. I woke up with you. A whole other story altogether, but we'll not dilly-dally on the details. But congratulations, and looking forward to listen to you every morning.
Well, you've been the Bill Murray in my actual life for years. You've been my Bill Murray character most of my time here in Mobile, and of course all the years that you did working your tail off with the Bay Bears. Of course, we had some great seasons there and great victories and a lot of great memories. How about the way you worked with the legendary Hank Aaron so closely, as you guys were able to move his house to the ballpark itself, and the work you did with Henry Aaron and the way you got to know him, that was really cool for me to just have kind of a second row seat to all that.
You know, that's in my top. The three biggest things I've ever done in my life was married my lovely bride, at the birth of my daughter Brittany, and being able to call up and work with a man I grew up idolizing. That's the top three things in my life, and other than fixing your car that morning for opening day. But I'm important now. No, I'm not throwing that back up in your face.
Well, I have a series of people and events in my life where people more capable than me bailed me out. Now, you had Louis Arata at the grocery store giving me $100. You had Mike Callahan. I think what you did was you cleaned my battery cables.
Battery terminals.
Is that what you did? Yeah. Because I'm incapable of that. I'm incapable of even understanding that might be the problem. Yeah.
You normally have people, Dan. I mean, you're a big shot. I mean, everybody gets that. No problem. You know, so it was anything for you, you know that. And again, congratulations. And classic Bill Murray. So I got that going for me.
Hey, man, you are Mobile's Bill Murray. Thank you very much, and have a great day, and I'm sure I'll be running into you around town here, especially once things lighten up with COVID, where we can actually join each other's company.
I'm sitting in your office right now, so if you'll hurry up, you can.
Great. The shocking news, there's Mike Callahan. The shocking news from all that is that I have an office.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Here's your key, and this is where you go.
Yeah.
Mike Callahan, a great friend of the station there. And Dan, you know, it was a big weekend, I know you and I were spending a lot of time prepping for this show in particular, but I know Friday night, it had to be an honor this year more than most years to actually call a high school football game. First off, because we didn't know if it was even going to happen this year. So many different states have called off high school sports, won't even play them till spring if they're able to do that. For us here in Alabama, the Alabama High School Athletic Association said all systems are a go. If your school can't safely compete, then you'll have to withdraw from that week's games.
Like Blount had to.
Yeah, exactly. Like Blount and Vigor with their game one, where they were going to play at Ladd People Stadium. That was unfortunately, they had to cancel that game. And there were several games like that across the state. But you look at Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think I counted 264 teams that kicked their seasons off. And that had to be great for those players to get out there on the field and for the families to have the opportunity to see them play. But something we discussed a little bit earlier in the show and was discussed in detail on Saturday morning on Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5. One of those first games to be played Thursday night, you had Fairhope and Spanish Fort. I think the game was played in Fairhope.
It was.
And Riley Leonard, that great quarterback for Fairhope, who's heading to play at Duke University here next year, he had an outstanding game, but it was kind of overshadowed by the crowd. And unfortunately, our area down here made it to the national news again, this time on CBS this morning on Friday morning, with the, I guess you call it, the lack of social distancing and the lack of masks. Now, I specifically saw it with the student group.
That's what I saw.
Sitting there in the stands, but that's kind of become popular news around here, whether fans should maybe socially distance a little bit better at these games if we want to see them continue.
So at the UMS Wright game against Baker on Friday, it was a pretty good crowd, and so I was a little bit alarmed by how big the crowd seemed to be honest with you. But when I talked to Coach Curtis Saturday, he told me only so many tickets were allotted to UMS's side. I think 300 tickets were allotted for Baker. I guess they did what they were supposed to do. Students were wearing masks. Everybody in the stands were wearing masks, too, so that was good to see. So let's just be careful, let's be safe, and let's let these kids have an opportunity to play and compete.
Yeah, it's right? So important that they get these seasons underway and finished.
All right, what's next here, Dalton? Do I have to punch a button or not?
Yeah, here in a few seconds, you'll hit us going into the break, and then we'll come back and wrap up this hour number three of the new Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. And there is the man that made all this happen, the marionette. Behind the moves is my pal, Irishman, who wanted to kick butt when I had something unfortunate happen to me in January. I was like, Sean, calm down.
That's what we're supposed to do.
I know, I know, okay. I know. That's what we're supposed to do. And then the other one's supposed to calm the other one down, which
right.
I did.
Then we go to the pub.
And then you hire me.
That's right.
Thank you.
Make sure you were here.
Everything happened just right.
Tell you what, y'all sounded fantastic this morning.
Thank you, Sean.
Enjoyed it on, was listening on TuneIn Radio around the house, walking with the phone, because you can go to TuneIn Radio, put the radio station on there, and then have your phone in your pocket, walk around, then switched over to the good old-fashioned terrestrial signal the whole way into the studio today. Fantastic work, gentlemen.
It's fun. It's fun, and I'm learning as we go, and I'm pretty much letting the listeners know that. I'm not going to be perfect, but Dalton's going to kind of get me through it. Plus, I'm dealing with this swollen face that's come out of nowhere. I'm going to call my my doctor.
You won't be able to unlock your phone because it won't recognize your face.
it's crazy. So Bill Riles came in. I said, I took a rain check, no pun intended, with the weather, but it was like, I don't think that you could do a story on me today and people would say, now who was that again? That they just, because
it is, the more I look, it is
really, look good, doesn't
yeah,
it?
I don't think you could unlock your phone. It's pretty, you're pretty swolled up. As we say,
weird.
Westmobile. Well,
yeah, and what's fun here, Dan, I don't know if you know, but you and I actually have the same dermatologist, and I had a scheduled appointment for this afternoon. So now I can just say, I can go in and say, give me the Dan Brennan. That's
well,
what I want.
What you can say is,
give me the Dan Brennan.
Hey, what happened to Brennan? And see what they say, but I'll have to give him a call and see if this is normal for after having surgery on the top of the noggin that somehow My face would then swell up 3 days later.
Before we get too yep. deep into conversation with the host of Midday Mobile, Sean mm-hmm. Sullivan, never heard of him before, but I've got to tell you,
old news.
This segment brought to you by our friends over at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And right now, actually, if you go to fmtalk1065.com and check out the online opinion poll question, we're getting really close. South Alabama and Southern Miss will start the college football season in just a week and a half. So our question, would you feel safe attending a college football game this fall, yes or no? You can answer right there on fmtalk1065.com on the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. But this might be one of those weeks where, you know, we've all been watching the spaghetti models. Where's Marco going to land? Where is Laura going to land? And you're looking out there in your back or front yard and saying, oh man, I've got a bunch of junk around here, some stuff that could be flying around if we get hit by one of these storms. I need to get rid of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, instead of getting out there and doing it yourself, maybe you're flying solo, why don't you give the folks over at 1-800-GOT-JUNK a call or visit them online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And, you know, we've talked about it often. One of the best things about using 1-800-GOT-JUNK, well, first off, they get rid of the junk. You just point at it. They'll take it away, Trey Bennett and his crew, but also they give you a specific appointment time. So I've been dealing with some companies here recently where they say, oh, I think we can make it over to your house. How does, will you be there Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.? You say, well, I guess I will be now. I'm going to be taking an entire day off work. With them, you set your exact appointment time. They show up whenever that appointment may be, whether it's 9:30, 10:45. You set it. They abide by it. They come by. They get rid of the junk, and they do it well. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK and online 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And I did that entire live read right there with Sean Sullivan looking over my shoulder.
No correction. I think you did perfect.
And this is your thing. That's what you've been doing for the last few years. And how did it feel to actually sleep in a little bit this morning?
It was good. It was good. Yeah, I got up at 5:30, and
nice.
It was very civilized. Enjoyed, you know, getting some things done before waking the children. One of my children didn't want to get up, so I reinstituted the steamroller. You know what the steamroller is?
I don't.
It's when the parent gets in the bed with the child who's not getting up.
Okay? I got it.
And then here comes a steamroller, and I'm rolling, and I'm rolling, and then I added the dogs in for some barking, and I'm rolling, and I'm rolling. Now I'm rolling over the teenager with, you know, my advanced weight here, rolling over the teenager. Here comes steamroller. And then the dogs are barking and jumping, and I got a, what was it? Why is this happening to me? I think the first thing she says, why is this happening to me? Why is it so loud? Can you get out of my room?
And I said, teenage girls, you can't beat them. They're funny.
The scorn.
Oh, yeah.
The scorn. But the steamroller was in effect. So I used that to get children up. It was great. It took my children, I know this sounds silly to a lot of people, but I took my children to school for the first time pretty much in their lives today.
That's awesome.
So
that is so great to hear. Fatherhood question. When does the steamroller become acceptable? I've got an 18-month-old. Yeah, I don't think it's advisable that I pull the steamroller on her 23-pound body.
No, I think a child has to break 50 or 60 pounds.
Okay.
And at that, I think at 50 pounds, now I'm not going to say something that's getting me in trouble. In my house, at 50 pounds, I think they're strong enough to deal with the steamroller. Now, it depends on how big you are.
Right.
If you're like The Rock, if you're Shaquille O'Neal, and you're doing the steamroller, the child must be at least 6'3", 225, 2 to 275. But if you're like normal size, I think once a child's 50 or 60 pounds, and you're not going to, you know, do any long-term damage from rolling over the child on the bed,
then
the steamroller's good.
See,
you know, it's an effective method to get kids up.
So I came from a family of seven. And by the time I came along, they were done with the steamroller. They were done with they were done with all of it.
Right.
And so it was kind of like you could almost hear the discussion. Like, well, Danny's still asleep in his bed, and my mom would say, well, Joe, do you think we need to get him up? And then my dad would say something like, he's not doing all that well in school anyway. So it's not like he's on his way to Princeton. Just let him lay there. Let him take the day off. I mean, the kid is not, you know, they already had their doubts. That had been about fourth grade when I started to bottom out and never to return until radio said, hey, we take all kinds of losers like you. And that's when I got a chance to be in radio.
So you, out of the seven, you are the
fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... That's past the turn. A lot of parents have given up at that point. By the time they get to the third child and families are like, that's the baby. They get away with everything.
Yeah,
force them. Fifth, sixth, seventh. is you're kind of almost feral at that point,
exactly.
Right? Turned out like Mowgli in, you know, in the Jungle Book.
You know, it's like from about 11 years on up, you just have to figure it out
free
for
range.
Yourself.
Free
know?
Range. You don't keep those chickens in the coop. You turn them out in the yard, and
exactly.
Some of them show back up in the evening. That's good.
I remember graduating from high school and then getting a job in a steel foundry, and then they laid me off. There's a recurring theme in my life. But they laid me off, and I remember my dad saying to me, "So what's it going to be now?" And I'm thinking, well, I'm 18. I weigh 127 pounds. I have no skill. I don't know how I got through school. And you think I've got the answer now to what it's going to be now. And that's when I ended up moving south, going to Athens, Georgia, and just trying to try my life, start it all over again, really.
See, here's where I would make an SEC joke, but that high school wasn't your thing, grades weren't. But
I got in Georgia.
But you got in Georgia just fine. Okay.
I'm not saying that I performed at Georgia very well, but
right.
I did a year of residence, you know, where you live in the state and then you're allowed to pay the. And those were some interesting times, too, working at the Crystal overnight on Baxter Street. Plastic hat, orange and yellow smock, whatever it is. You didn't know where the ketchup started and where the pattern began. and 127 pounds with a New Jersey accent trying to make my way.
You probably blended right in Athens.
That is my point. I did not blend in, but
you figured it out, obviously.
I figured it out.
But and that's kind of a rite of passage, right? Going to work somewhere and coming home smelling like onions and mustard or
yeah,
whatever.
But nobody was home. So I wasn't offending anybody but myself. So anyway, it's all led to where we are now. And Sean, thank you for the opportunity because this is going to be a great one.
Thank you for doing it. Like I said, I'm a fan. I've enjoyed the show this morning. I'm on the other side of the speakers, digging it.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to start trolling us on the text line, although I think it started this morning already.
Bit,
and, you know, we've talked a lot already this morning about the 8 hours of live local talk beginning at 6 a.m. through 2 p.m., and Jeff Poore's got a great show coming up on today. I know he's going to be talking with Congressman Bradley Byrne here towards the end of his show, and then, Sean, I know you have a great show lined up, but we're talking storms today, and I know you were on the line with Dr. Bill Williams over the weekend. We talked to him a couple times. I saw the preparations down in Gulf Shores over the weekend. They were moving a lot of the beach chairs off the beach. Fortunately, looks like both storms now tracking west towards Louisiana, but were you down on the island at all?
Yeah.
Were there preparations going on?
Busted hump all day yesterday, moving stuff, trying to get the stuff that normally you would have 1-800-GOT-JUNK pick up. We just piled it up in the garage at Dolphin Island, but yeah, we got the junk moved.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Boats assessed, and things kind of locked down there because, you know, with this possibility of Wednesday, Thursday for Laura, I didn't want to be in a situation where I couldn't help my family down there and I need to be at the station, so I went ahead and got that done. We will start off the midday show with a full discussion and an update from Dr. Bill Williams. So at around 12:05, he'll be on with me. Then Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com in the noon hour. Also coming up this week, it's Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich is going to join us talking about getting you back into jury duty in the days of Corona. All right.
Okay.
Good show, Gall.
You got it. Day one, day two tomorrow starting at 6 a.m.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
By the way, Dan, you'll want to hit play next year.
Ah, okay. See that? Learning, y'all.